You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Violence has erupted on the streets of Barcelona as Catalonia went to the polls to vote in a referendum on whether to stay with Spain or secede and become independent. Police confronted people in the streets with batons, and things turned ugly very quickly, with over 700 people injured in skirmishes.
Riot police have broken into polling stations and confiscated ballot boxes as part of a huge operation to stop a controversial independence referendum going ahead in the northeastern region of Catalonia. Catalan officials have accused the police of unjustifiable violence after officers reportedly fired rubber bullets in Barcelona. Well, many people had queued for hours to ensure they could cast their ballot despite the government in Madrid banning the poll.
The crackdown from Madrid has been severe, with police taking over polling booths, removing ballot boxes and preventing people from exercising their democratic right.
Spanish national police in riot gear battered their way into one voting centre after another, tossing peaceful voters downstairs, striking them with batons and, as promised, confiscating ballot boxes. They did not discriminate by gender or age, advancing on those peacefully protecting the polls, sometimes retreating and sometimes clashing verbally with Catalonia's local Mossos police, apparently over the use of force.
What they just did, that is a crime. They stole materials, they violated human rights, they were, you know, they injured people. That is a crime.
But why the harsh response from the Spanish government? Well, it's because they do not support this current referendum, and in fact they claim it is illegal. The government of Spain opposes any Catalan self-determination referendum because the Spanish constitution does not allow for a vote on the independence of any Spanish region, while also deeming it illegal without its consent, of which they have not given.
It's an anti-constitutional, anti-democratic, and most importantly, against the spirit of good living. It's disrupted every plan of the Catalonian regional government. Before today, it has been an event which had no guarantees of being democratic. People promoting it did not respect any parliamentary rules to make it look like it was legal, was absolutely suspended. The way they did it shows that they lost their right when they didn't think the same as the independentists.
The referendum was called by the Catalan Parliament in June, along with a law which states that independence would be binding with a simple majority without requiring a minimum turnout. Catalan has been building up to this vote for years, with a strong independence movement in the region. Catalonia is an area in northeast Spain which has a population of 7.5 million people. The area accounts for 15% of Spain's population and 20% of its economic output, which makes it very valuable to Spain economically. Catalan autonomy has been a recurring theme throughout the country's history. In 1931, when Spain became a republic, Catalonia was given greater political autonomy within the confines of the state. However, within a decade following the Spanish Civil War, the region's autonomy was revoked by the military government of Francisco Franco. During Franco's rule from 1939 to 1975, Catalan culture was heavily suppressed, symbols of Catalan's identity were prohibited, and parents were forced to choose Spanish names for their children. However, a push for full independence has gathered pace in recent years, most notably since Spain's 2008 debt crisis. Pro-independence supporters claim Catalonia, which is one of Spain's wealthiest regions, offers more financial support to Spain than it receives from the central government in Madrid. Many view the region's strong economy as an indicator that it will be viable as a sovereign state. About 1.6 million people live in Barcelona, Catalonia's capital, which is a major tourist destination. Today's vote is the region's second referendum on independence in 3 years, but as it is not supported by Madrid, will not be successful. However, the independence movement will not die down and will no doubt use the response from the Spanish state as ammunition to further their cause. This referendum is definitely a flashpoint for Catalonia's independence, and the fallout will no doubt be severe, with the scenes on the streets of Barcelona resonating in people's minds for a while yet. The Spanish government may want this to die down, but you can rest assured it will not. Sam Smith reporting for 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.